I have to confess, I don't want to see Easter slip into my rearview mirror. How about you? Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day. I've never been a grammar guru, and I still struggle, but I know grammar's important. Grammar helps to convey vital truth. It's expressive. Let me give you an example of the power of grammar. Listen, if I said, my children are geniuses, or my children are geniuses, how about this? My mother-in-law is visiting, or my mother-in-law is visiting. Did you hear the difference? This morning, as we continue to remember the wonder and glory of the empty tomb, can I ask you a question? How do you say he is risen? What punctuation would be supplied to express your thoughts? What truth is attached to that morning? Do you celebrate something huge, or do you celebrate a celebration? What punctuation would you use? Did you know that the first Resurrection Sunday was not received by everyone the same way? For some, it was received with a comma. In Luke 24, 10 and 11, it talks about the ladies returning from the tomb. And in verse 11, it says, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. It was a fleeting, dramatic thought for some of the disciples. The empty tomb made them stop and think and pause along the way, but it was a fleeting meditation. You look and you listen, and then you jet away. When the women returned with this incredible account, there was, I think, a lot of head scratching. The story didn't yet compute. It wasn't complete. The jury was still out. Like the early disciples on the road to Emmaus, they wonder as they wander. For others, it was a question mark. In John 20:25, you remember dear Thomas who says, unless I see it, maybe the empty tomb is a huge question mark still to you. It perplexes you. You're a thinking person. And this is 2023. People don't just come back to life. That's physically impossible. Is the resurrection a myth? Is it an unprovable, intangible mystery? Maybe you're skeptical. You place the empty tomb alongside Santa and Sasquatch and Nessie. You easily voice the sentiments of the people of Missouri, the show-me state. The resurrection is still a question mark. For others, it's a period. In John 20, 9 and 10, it says that at first the disciples didn't understand the scriptures, and they went back to their homes. Maybe it was a period. It was business as usual. They were unamazed and unmoved. Maybe they thought it was the end of an era. What was that your Easter? You thought you'd be excited. You even wanted to, but it turned out to be just another holiday. Same song, same passages, same old story, something of a ritual. Was your weekend punctuated by a big, bold, dull period? Good Friday wasn't that good, and Easter wasn't that amazing. It was Kevin DeYoung that says, beware when the cross and the empty tomb cannot compete with March Madness and the Masters. It's as though the story is over, the men fishing, the teaching, the preaching, the testifying, the kingdom building. Is it all over? The disciples don't get it right away. There's a comma, a question mark, there's a period. And that leaves us with one last alternative. For some, it was a joyful exclamation point. Luke 24:34. After meeting Jesus on the road to Emmaus, the disciples there say, the Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Did not our hearts burn? This is something that infiltrates and influences everything. We can say with Henry Vaughan, death and darkness, get you packing. Nothing now to man is lacking. Did you know that there are over 300 verses in the New Testament concerning the subject of Christ's resurrection? The resurrection serves as the flashpoint, the headwater, and the source of Christian ministry. The resurrection offers a hope that is out of this world, and it ensures that we are not men most miserable. All of the hope, all of the future, all of the wonder, and all of the thrill return to these men, and their hearts burn within them. Their fears were killed, their doubts were buried, and a new joy rose in their hearts. I hope that you know that there really is only one proper way to say he's risen, and it's not a comma, or a question mark, or a period, it's an exclamation mark. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.